told a lot of people in the past couple of weeks that you were going to be on. And each time I say, you know, Frankie Lane is coming on, every single one I spoke to all said the same. My goodness, he was my favorite singer. I loved. And then they would go through a whole ritual of your songs. And, oh, he sang this and he sang that. I told them, I know. I'm interviewing the guy. I know what he sang. But, that says a lot about a person. Then you went into the movies. And from Mercury Records, you went to Columbia Records.
Mm-hmm.
And that was with Mitch Miller.
Mitch Miller.
Yeah. And you had a lot of hits in Mercury. I loved all the hits that you had there. But you changed your name from The Elder, which is Lovecchio, to Frankie Lane. Is there a story behind that? Did you do that yourself or somebody did it for you?
Well, I was helped by Jack Coombs, and he was the station manager, and it happened that the girl that took my secretary's place, she passed away, and the girl that took her place is then Billy Joe Coombs.
Uh-huh.
And why it's happened, I'll never know. it just occurred.
Yeah.
And she helped me. He helped me figure out the song, figure out the name.
Oh, I see. There was a whole slew of you guys at that time. There was Gennaro Italiano, which is Jerry Vale, Aldo Gismondi, Alan Dale, Connie Francis, Concetta Franconero.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine and a friend of yours from the movie we spoke about before, Antonetta Addicioni. And we know her as Tony Arden. So they all changed their names from the old style, and yours became out Frankie Lane. Now, did you have any brothers and sisters while you were living in Chicago?
Four brothers and two sisters.
Wonderful.
But, none of them never got into the business.
No. And did you speak Italian at home? Your parents were from Italy. You did?
Yeah.
They were from Montreal in Sicily.
Montreal.
Yes, in near Sicily, near Palermo. And
very near Palermo.
Right. I was there and I visited, and I understand you visited and enjoyed it. You went there with your dad, didn't you?
In 1952.
Oh,